Don't be fooled, I'm talking about information technology. On translation, observe the grammar concordance. Hi there. Develop your own consciousness that you're at all times sending to the flow the templates of what you want in your realities. The sent templates are configured with your vibrations, and the flow fills them via the resonance mechanism. Every project and thought is a package of energies for what you want to get a response according to those parameters configured in the sent templates. The flow fills in and responds to you also in the form of a package of energies. All energy is information. Exactly everything that vibrates is constituted of information. Each energy pack tells a story. There's a level of consciousness, usually referred as intuitive consciousness, that is similar to an inner search tool, similar to a wizard bed that acts by handing you all packages and flashes of consciousness. But, you know what's interesting? Your body processes all the responses of the flow, and reveals you as consciousness reality scenarios. Recognize your existence as being energies in a body. And recognize also, it is the consciousness that moves you through the labyrinth of the flow of realities that configure you in life. Understand that everything is interwoven at the quantum level by thin layers of imperceptible energies that influence you, almost always, in a subtle way. All the scenarios that consciousness experiences are slices of a whole, similar to the layers of an onion, with which the human being, via resonance, synthesizes, captures and nourishes according to that specific vibration of each being. Each human being is made up of a vibrational signature own. By a fraction of time you pull the scenarios out of the flow, make a copy, create an instance, and use it for your benefit. It's you emitting a vibration, and it's bringing you back what's resonant, something like a radar getting back the wave sent and translating the return. When you send the signal, you are sending a template of whatever that wish be filled in by the flow of energies. When Earth scientists did the conversion of the chemical signals of DNA to only a few letters of the alphabet, they did so by leaving out the letters that formed that beyond human part of the countless civilizations that vibrate the simultaneous process of life on Earth of all times. And they made that mistake because they ignored the structure of the human on the planet and of the system in which the Earth belongs. It is the complete alphabet that configures the signal conversion protocols that generate and influence the synapses that translate the scenarios into the human brain. As is well known, the brain is a translator of energies. Bye. See you soon.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.